para unwilling guys too. You know what I mean? You know, the people we serve and the places we work and stuff like that. There's some unwilling buggers too. You know that guy? And they come in, rah, 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 and then shoo, shoo. Shoo, shoo, guys. Psh, you know that guy? Flat tire. More like flat tire. You know. But you know, our responsibility, our kuleana is we still got to love them. Right? Oh, sometimes hard for love them. You know what I mean? But we love them anyway. We love them anyway, right? Because that's who we are. That's what we've become. That's our life today. This is our life today. And this is the way we live our life today. Please, somebody, chota time. Not that I'm short-winded or anything. I can go on and on, but just please let me know on time. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to join somebody. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk about friends. In the process of staying sober, one day at a time, and obviously, too, I just going off the script a little bit because, hey, I can. Alcoholics Anonymous allowed me to do this. It allowed me to be who I am. I'm a Hawaiian man in recovery. I'm an alcoholic that suffers from alcoholism. But I'm a Hawaiian man who has learned my culture. And I've learned my ancestral and cultural kuleana. So let's talk about that a little bit too. Earlier, the folks was oleing, you know, and there was praying and oleing and chanting, right? And I was looking around and I see the Kanaka people, they was all into them. And I see our visitor friends, they was like, wow, what is that? What's going on? A lot of you came here and you're, you know, recycled Hawaii AA for a long time, right? You came around a long time, so you understand, you've seen this thing, but you really never understand what that was. Basically, it was like what we do in prayer. We're talking to God. That's all we was doing, was talking to God, right? And then some of us, we say, sit down with how it works, you know, going and we're closing our eyes and I think we're acting like we're meditating, but we're meditating, you know what I mean? And we still close our eyes and stuff like that, and then next thing you know, we get up. We're still here. We're still in the room of Alcoholics Anonymous. What a blessed place to be, huh? What a blessed place to be. I forgot what I was going to talk about, but I'm going to wing them. I'm going to move some other things too. Okay. The anonymity statement. Yeah, let's talk about anonymity. Right? Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. What is the principle? What is the principle? Right? Ask ourselves, know it, love it, live it. Right? We know what that means. Principle, stay sober. That's all. Yeah? The will of God, do good. You know? And then, you know, my love of my life, Auntie, one of our kupunas, I don't like boss names, but one of our kupunas used to, see, and that's the maturity that we have today. We're allowed to not boss names, but we can say, okay, one of our kupunas. And if I say that, some of you are going to know who I'm talking about, right? And so one of our kupunas, she used to tell, keep coming back, it works. See, I even forgot what I was going to say about that too. But the anonymity. No, take pictures. How's that one? You cannot tell an alcoholic no take pictures. You tell the alcoholic no go take pictures. No take pictures. He gonna take pictures. Alcoholics is rebellious. That's what we do, right? Let me see. Let's talk about some community service then. So we get sober, right? We do what we do here in Alcoholics Anonymous. But the program also allows us to work outside the program walls, right? And go do service in our communities, yeah?